Today's daf is Erev and Daf Gimel, and we are at the last line of Daf Beis Amid Beis El Meata. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, and as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avram Ben Gittel. So yesterday, we began Be'ezus Hashem Mesechtes Erevin. The first halacha of Mesechtes Erevin discusses how high a koira can be in order for it to be matter one to carry in a mavoi. Yesterday we did the more extended version of the introduction, but just in short, as it relates to getting back into the flow of the daf, the halacha is that midai raisa, one is not allowed to carry from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim. One is not allowed to carry from a rishus harabim to a rishus hayachid. One is also not allowed to carry dalet amis b'rishus harabim. The chachamim expanded tremendously on that melacha and imposed many, many takonas. The chachamim created a rishus known as a karmelis. Muktzah, the Gemara says, was instituted in the times of Nehemiah ben Chachalya as a gzeira related to itzav. The chachamim were mevatel certain mitzvahs asays, dairaisa, such as dalet minim and shofar, dirabanon, such as mikra megillah, gzeira shemi yaviren, or dalet amis b'rishus harabim. One of the takonas that the chachamim said was that a person is not allowed to carry in a mavoi to the extent that the mavoi opens up into the Rishus HaRabim. A mavi was an alleyway that usually was right off the Rishus HaRabim that led from the Rishus HaRabim into the Chatzeres, which ultimately took a person into his house. Now, there were different types of mavois, which the Gemara is going to get into in great detail. But the first Mishnah of the Masechta is dealing with a mavi that from a pure halachic standpoint has a din of a Rishus HaYachid. This mavi was surrounded by three walls, and as we're going to see, the Shita Sachachamim is that any area that's surrounded by three walls, Gimel Mechitzais, has a din of a Rishus HaYachid Midei Raisa. The problem is, it's three walls not four walls. And that one opened, exposed area walked right into the Rishus HaRabim. So even though it's not really part of the Rishus HaRabim, as long as you're within the confines of the three walls in a mavoi, you're in a Rishus HaYachid. But it looks and feels and smells a little bit like a Rishus HaRabim. So the Chachamim said, I'm not comfortable allowing the person to carry there. Because if you're going to carry there, you're going to end up carrying in a Rishus HaRabim, and that's very bad. So the Chachamim said that in order for a person to carry in a mavoi that has three walls, a mavoi that's a bona fide Rishus HaYachid, you have to make some sort of hacker. What's the hacker? Either you take a lechi, a stick, you put it in the ground at the entranceway of the mavoi. It's like this, you see, it's not part of the Rishus HaRabim. Or you put a kaira, you put a beam along the top, the entrance way of the mavoi. Either way, whether it's a lechi or a kaira, that's what the hacker is going to be. The Mishnah discussed how tall could the kaira be in order for it to still be kosher. And it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The opening line of the Masechta, mavoi shel gavoi l'mayim l'miyasrim amah yemai. If the mavoi is more than 20 amas tall, and Rashi says, we don't mean the mavoi, we mean the kaira that's being matted, the mavoi is more than 20 amas off the ground, the halach is yemai, you have to make it lower. Why? Because it's too tall. It's possible. Rabbi Yehuda said, ein etzarch, no, you don't have to be yemai. And Erev and Daf Beis was a discussion amongst the Amoraim, primarily Rav and Rav Chisda, as we'll see, as to what the source to these halachas are. Rav said, Chachamim loy lamdua elami pischa shal heichal, Rabbi Yehuda loy lamda elami pischa shal ulam. The makar to the sheet of the Chachamim that a kaira can't be more than 20 amas tall. And the makar to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that a mavi can be more than 20 amas tall boils down to Kachim 101. Meaning, in order for the kaira to work, what we would need to establish from a technical standpoint is that the kaira creates an entrance way into the mavi. So here's the question. The question is, if the kaira is so tall, can we still view the opening, this fourth wall, as a pesach, as an entrance way? If the answer is yes, it's going to be kosher. If not, it's not going to be kosher. Now, why pesach is the determining factor? I am Bereshayim. But that's what we need to know. The only way this is going to work as a hacker is if we can establish that what we have here is a pesach. If it's a pesach, doesn't look like the Rishus HaRabim anymore, and at this point it's going to be okay. So the question is, how tall can the kaira be for it to still be considered a Pesach? So Rav said the Chachamim scanned literally the entirety of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, and the largest Pesach they were able to find was 20 Amos. Where do you find the Pesach that's 20 Amos? Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, V'samach yodei al roish karbonoi u'shchotei Pesach oyel moed. Meaning the entranceway to the oyel moed was called a Pesach. Now the oyel moed was the tent, it was the Mishkan that the Yidden had in the Midbar. When the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo HaMelech, several hundred years later, built the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't a tent, it was a structure. The Beis HaMikdash didn't have an oil mayid, it had a hechel. But the oil mayid that's mentioned in Parashas Vayikra is the equivalent thereof, from a halachic standpoint, to the hechel that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Which means that if the Pesach of the oil is called the Pesach of the hechel would also be called the Pesach. How tall was the Pesach of the hechel? It's a Mishnah Mesachtes Midas. It was 20 amos. So you see that up to 20 amos is called the Pesach. So you want to know why the Korah is okay if it's up to 20 amos, but more than 20 amos, it's not going to be okay? Because up to 20 amos, it's called the Pesach. L'mayla miyasur mamo, it's not going to be considered a Pesach. What did Rabbi Yehuda hold? So Rav had two pshatim in what Rabbi Yehuda shita might have been. Could be Rabbi Yehuda agreed with everything that we just said. However, Rabbi Yehuda had a Pesach that was even taller than 20 amos. He had a Pesach that was 40 amos. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Ulam and the Hechel were Chad Ketusha, which means that the equivalent thereof to the Oyel Moyed in the Beis HaMikdash wasn't just the Hechel, but it was the Ulam as well. And that same Mishnah Masechtas Midos that says that the Pesach of the Hechel was 20 amos says that the Pesach of the Ulam was 40 amos. So you see that a Pesach can be considered a Pesach even up to 40 amos. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. If the Kaira is more than 20 amos, even up to 40 amos, it's still going to be okay. Gemara says it could be Rabbi Yehuda had a whole different pasuk. Meaning, Shchate Pesach Oyel Moed means the Oyel Moed, the equivalent of which is the Hechel. So, based on the Mishnah Masechtas Midos and the pasuk of Parshas Vayikra, you don't see that a Pesach is considered a Pesach more than 20 amos. But there's another pasuk. Where's this other pasuk? Yecheskel Perek Mem. It's the pasuk that doesn't really exist. But either way, Zeh Pasuk Einoy B'Shul Makim says Toisvus. But based on this Pasuk, whatever it is there's an idea that the Pesach of the Ulam, the Furish, was considered a Pesach. Oh, you have a Mefurish, a Pasuk, that the Pesach of the Ulam is considered a Pesach. And you know the Ulam was 40 Amos. So based on that, either 20 Amos or 40 Amos. In the course of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara brought a Raya to something Rav said, and the Gemara asked the Kasha on something that Rav said. The Raya that the Gemara brought to Rav was from a Braisa. The Braisa elaborated a little bit on the Shita of the Chacham. So very often, we always say this, the Braisas were Meirich a little bit, where the Mishnah was Mekatzer. And the Braisa says, Mavishu Gevoya Mechaf Amo, and it adds a few words, Yoyser Mi Pischa Yishal Ulam, Yemait. So you see in the Braisa that this idea of 20 Amos isn't just a Svara, but rather it's related to Pischa Shalulam. This is going to be important in the course of today's Gemara. So you see that it's Yosem Mi Pischa Shalulam. In other words, the reason a Mavishu Gavoy L'mayla Me'asher Ma'am is Pasul is based on the Pasuk of Ayikra and the Mishnah in Masechtas Midas. This is a Raya to what Rav said, which is that the Makar to the Chachamim Shita, that a Kara can't be more than 20 Amos, is based on Pischa Shal Hechel. But the Gemara asked the Kasha on something Rav said as well. Because the Gemara brought a Braisa where Rabbi Yehuda also was Meirich, where in our Mishnah he was Mekata. All Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah was that if it's more than 20 Amos, ain't Tzarech Lamai. But in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda did a little bit more talking. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Ad Mem V'Nun Amo. Freit the Gemara, if the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda is Pischa Shal Ulam, that it's not up to 40 or 50 amos, only up to 40 amos. Because the Mishnah says in Masechtas Midos that the Pesach of the Ulam was only 40 amos. In other words, if you just recap, we have a Tanya de Misayele to Rav, and we have a Braisa that's a Kashan Rav. Tanya de Misayele to the first thing Rav said, Chachamim lo ilamdua elami pischa shalechel, but we have a Kashan, the second thing that Rav said, that Rabbi Yehuda lo ilamda elami pischa shel Ulam. So the Gemara incidentally brought another Shita, a Shita's Rav Chisda, where Rav Chisda, because it is Kashan Rav, said that, Rav, I disagree with you. Meaning, I agree that the Chachamim learned it from the Hechel, but Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn it from the Ulam, based on this Kasha, 40 or 50 amps. So what then would be the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? So Rav Chisda said, Gomer mipischan shel melachim. Kings, they used to have very high ceilings, very high doors, and as a result, there's such a concept, meaning he didn't come from a Pasuk per se. Rabbi Yehuda came misvaras, whereas the Chachamim were learning it from a scriptural source. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have the pasuk of Ayikra. He doesn't have the pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Mem, that doesn't really exist. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda learned it simply misvara. In other words, it comes out of machloikis between Rav and Rav Chisda, what the makar of Rabbi Yehuda is. Everybody agrees that the makar of the Chachamim is Pesach Oyel Moed, and the Pesach of the Hechel was 20 Amos. The Machloikis is, what is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda learn it from the Ulam, or Rabbi Yehuda learns it Misvara? On that note, going back to Shitas Rav, Elamiyat is Akta Gemara, if the Makar to Rav Shita, that a Kaira can't be more than 20 Amos, is learned out from the Hechel, like the Hanilei Amaltera, and Amaltera shouldn't be okay. So we're about to see, it's a Mefurisha Braisa, could be Rav is even the one that said it, that if you would have an amaltera at the top of this mavui, even if the koira is more than 20 yamas off the ground, the halach is it's going to be kosher. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, l'kamon mefarish my amaltera. And the truth is, the Gemara is going to discuss in somewhat detail what an amaltera is. But just to have at least a definition, the Gemara is going to say that it's either a bird's nest or it's planks of very expensive wood that were piled one on top of the other. But for now, we just have to know this idea that there is a way for a koira to be kosher even if it's more than 20 amas, even according to the Chachamim. How is that? If there's an amaltra, and the Gemara's kasha is, without understanding how you know a maltra makes a difference, and without even knowing an amaltra is, this is a problem. And still you find that the Pesach Rehechel was only 20 amas. How do you know that the Hechel had an amaltra? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Chomish amaltaroi shal meila, hayu al gabav. There wasn't just one amaltra. There were five amaltarois, all made of wood. Zula maila mizu. So if the makar is the Hechel, so the precedence is the Hechel. The Hechel is only 20 yamis, even though it has an amaltra. So how could you tell me if there's an amaltra, it's going to be okay? Now the Gemara says, before we really get into this, vay mai tufte, what are you asking a kasha from the Mishnah in Midos? Maybe that Mishnah is not talking about the Hechel. Maybe that Mishnah was really talking about the Ulam. Maybe the Hechel didn't have an amaltera, and the truth is, if there's an amaltera, maybe it would be considered a Pesach, even if it's more than 20 amas. But the words of I might kush you, Dilma Tavnas Hechel, Kitavnas Ulam. The Rishonim say the word Dilma is a little bit of a misnomer in the Gemara, not Dilma. Chavim had a Mesoira that the Tavnas of the Hechel and the Tavnas of Ulam was the same. So even if that Mishnah is referring to the Ulam, it means the Hechel as well. Because at the end of the day, the Ulam and the Hechel look the same, and they both had these amalterois. Again, what's the kasha? Why would amalterois be okay? If the Makar is the Hechel had amalterois, and still it was only up to 20 amis. Now, so where do you find that an amalter is okay? Rav himself said, Rechav Arba, if the koira is four tefachim wide, afle b'shein ha-bariyah, it's kosher even if it's not strong. Vim yesh la amalter, this is what we need, afilu gavo yoyse me'asr mamo, even if it's more than 20 amis off the ground, ayin sarach l'mayit. The halach is, you don't have to be me'mayit. So you see clearly that Rav himself said that if there's an amalter, you don't have to be me'mayit, presumably, because the halach of esr mamo doesn't apply when there's an amalter. The kasha is, if the makar to esr mamo is the hechel, the Hechel had Chomish Amaltaroi, Zu Agabezu. So, how's it possible that with an Amaltaro, Ain't Sarach Lamait, Rav Yosef? So, Rav Yosef said, Amaltaro Masnisahi. Don't ask a kash on Rav, because Amaltaro is really a Bryce. In other words, the Gemara is saying that if Rav himself is the one that said the Aloch of Amaltaro, so you have a kash on Rav. Rav was contradicted himself. Rav said the Makar to 20 Amos is the Hechel, and Omer Rabbi Lo, Omer Rav. Rav himself is the one that said that an amaltra would be okay. But Rav Yosef said the second halach is not Rav. The second halach is really only a brice. So the Gemara says, man katani lost, it's a brice. Okay, somebody said this brice. So who said the brice? So Amr Abaya. Abaya said, v'chomet brei de rabbi baravu katani lo. It was chomet brei de rabbi baravu. So the Gemara says, okay, then mamon of shach. Then v'tahavi amaltra masnisa v'tik shil Rav. Meaning, even if Rav is not the author of this halacha, it's a brice. And it's a real brice. Chomet brei de rabbi baravu katani lo. Which means it's legitimate. There were brises that were less legitimate than others. This is a real brisa. So if it's a real brisa, even if Rav himself didn't say it, you still have a kasha on Rav, meaning at the end of the day, even if it's not a stira in Rav, but it's a kasha on Rav. Because Rav and Amoyer is not supposed to argue with the brisa. And even though throughout Shas, the Gemara will often say, Rav is a tanahu upalug, but that's only a bidiyevet. That's like a last resort. The katchila, that's not what you're supposed to say. So again, what's the kasha? Rav said that what's the makar to a koira that's more than 20 amos off the ground that it's possible? How do Chavim know that? Because they learned it from Pischa Shal Hechel. Yet, we have a brisa that says that if it's an amaltera, it's kosher even if it's more than 20 amos. The problem is the Hechel Gufa had an Amaltera, and still you see the Pesach was only up to 20 Amos. So how could this be? Amalach Rav, so the Gemara says like this, hey, it's good Kasha, but Rav is going to tell you, Dala Nomihoch, take me out of the equation. Masnisa Mila Kasha Na'adadi. At the end of the day, don't you have a stira between the two brises? Meaning, Rav said, this halacha, that Chachamim lo yilamdua elami pischa shal Hechel, even though I said it, said Rav, but I had a Tanya de Misayeli, I had a Braisa. The Braisa that we saw in that Bezam and Bez that we mentioned in the intro. Mabushu gavaya mechaf amo, yoyser mi pischa shal ulam yimai. So at the end of the day, I'm not really being machadish that. If anything, the bigger kiddush in Rav was that Rav Yehuda lo yilamdua elami Pischa Shalulam. But at the end of the day, Rav's halacha that the Makarta 20 Amos is the Hechel is really a Brisa. So if it's a Brisa, what do you want from me? Rav said. You have a steer between two Brises. Elamayus Lachlamim. How are you going to answer the steer between the two Brises? Tanoi. You'll tell me it's a Machlokes Tanam. Two Brises are allowed to argue with each other. Dinami Tanoi. So good. So I hold like the Tanya de Messiah Ali. Not like the Brisa that doesn't stem with what I said. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it. This is a third Shita. As we'll see when we recap the Gemara, Beloi Rav Masisa Adadu Lekasha. No, it's not true. Because without Rav, really, there would be no steer between the two Brises. Because the Rabbanon, Kaira Tamimai, you want to know why the Rabbanon hold that a Kaira can't be more than 20 Amis? It has nothing to do with the Hechel. It's Mishum Hekeira. It's based on a very simple Svara, a Svara that if you ever learn Sukkah Daf Beis, you're familiar with. And that is up to 20 amos, a person's eyes will gaze. Yoiser may esrim ama, 20 amos is approximately 40 feet. A person doesn't look that high. As a result, there's a svara that the kair is supposed to serve the purpose of being a hacker. So up to 20 amos, it's going to be a hacker. Yoiser may esrim ama, it's not going to be a hacker. Meaning, it's Rav's chiddish that 20 amos is related to hechel. Freit the Gemara, no. V'hai diktoni yasemi pischashech. Doesn't it say, didn't we have a brisa that says 20 amos is related to pischashech hechel? Simon abam, that was just a simon. It's just a good way to remember. You want a way to remember a simon, like the Gemara sometimes will say something simon. This is a simon. Yes, the Chachamim gave us simonios sometimes for us to be able to remember our learning. But that's really all that is. Not a halacha, just a good way for you to be able to hold on to this. You're learning Erevin and you want to know how high is the Kaira allowed to be. Oh, pischa shalechel. You're supposed to know the Mishnah and Midos, and as a result, this is your way of remembering. It's not supposed to confuse us. It's actually supposed to serve as a siman for us to be able to remember it better. But the point is, the stam of the why a kair is not allowed to be more than 20 amis without Rav, maybe it would have been hacker. If it's hacker, so this is far to say. If there's an amaltera, it's going to be different. Nachman by Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, we just mentioned Nachman by Yitzchak, which is a new sheet. We haven't seen this yet. That the reason a kair can't be more than 20 amis has nothing to do with pischei shel hechel, but rather it's based on hacker. So the Gemara asks a gishmak akasha, outside first. We saw in yesterday's daf that this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is eerily similar to another machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the first Mishnah Masechta Sukkah. Sukkah Shigavai Lamaila Miyasar Mama Psula V'Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. The Gemara asked the Kasha, why in our Mishnah it says Yemayit? Why over there it says Psula? Now, based on the way Rav learned Shita Sachachamim, that the reason a Kaira can't be more than 20 Amos off the ground is based on a Mishnah Masechtes Midos, it's based on Kachim, because the Pesach of the Hechel was only 20 Amis, and that's the largest Pesach that we're familiar with in Tanakh, then the Chachamim Sheet in Erevin and the Chachamim Sheet of Sukkah have no Sheiches to each other. Sukkah has nothing to do with a Pesach. This has to do with a Pesach. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchak just said a new Pshat in the Chachamim. Pshat in the Chachamim is Mishum Hekeira. It actually has nothing to do with Midos. It has nothing to do with Pischei Shel Hechel. So at first glance, oh, it's very Gishmak. It's the Chachamim Lishita Sayo. And Rabbi Yehuda, who argued in our Mishnah, and argues in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah, is probably Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasi as well. But instead of it being Gishmak in the eyes of the Gemara, oh wow, Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasi and the Chacham L'shitasi, the Gemara actually flips it. The Gemara asks it as a kasha. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, hon ichi lo yisfir lei hada rabo. Bishloim, if Nachman Yitzchak doesn't hold like rabo, then I understand why we need the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in the Mishnah in Erevin, and we need the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in the Mishnah in Sukkah. At least really hada rabo. But if he holds like rabo, I have a kasha. So who's rabo? Domer rabo. Except the man yedu derisechem ki basukah is hoishafti. When a person sits in a sukkah, he has to know that he's sitting in a sukkah, and we learn from there adesrim. Up until 20 amos, a person knows that he's sitting in a sukkah. What's the ikkar of the sukkah? The schach. So if you're sitting in a sukkah, if the schach is within 20 amos, you look up, you notice it, you know you're sitting in a sukkah. But if the schach is more than 20 amos off the ground, a person doesn't necessarily know that he's sitting in a sukkah, because you don't see that high. Alma, what do you see from Rabba? Gabi Sukkah Nami Bekeir Pligi. In other words, it comes out, according to Rabba, that the Machlaik is really coming in our Mishnah, and really coming in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah is exactly the same Machlaikis. So again, instead of it being Gishmak in the eyes of the Gemara, oh, Lashita Sayu, Erev and Sukkah, you could put it all together. No, the Gemara asks it as a question. If Fluge Betarti Lomali, why do we have to have this twice? So again, this is in the spirit of what Rashi quoted on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Lo Oilam Yeshana Adam LeTalmidei Derech Kitzara. The Mishnah was very, very Makatzer. So the Mishnah doesn't bring things Lashita Sayu. The Mishnah brings things that are very, very necessary. And if that's the case, so why do we have to have the same Achloikis? Again, if Rav Nachman by Yitzchak doesn't hold like Rav and Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara that gives other svaris and why the Chachamim hold a Sukkah is not allowed to be more than 20 Amos. It's a Diras Kva,
you're not sitting in the tzela. The schach, you're sitting in the tzela. The tfan is, so if he holds like one of the other svaras, it's two separate machloikeses. However, if he holds like Rabba, that the yisoid of the chachamim shitin, sukkah that beis is, the loy shalta be'eno, and the yisoid of the chachamim shitin, eriv in that beis, is loy shalta be'eno. So again, what's the question? If flugi b'tarti lamali, why do I need the same machloikes twice? So the Gemara says, srichi, you need it twice. The yesh, meaning gabi sukkah, he said, we only had it by sukkah. I would have told Baha'u kamer Rabbi Yehuda, kim to the shiva, avid the shalta be'eno. Maybe the Rabbi Yehuda holds his shita only by a sukkah. Rabbi Hudu says it's kosher, even if the schach is more than 20 amas. He said it by a sukkah, and the reason is because he maybe agrees with the premise that when a person's sitting in a sukkah, he has to be able to see the schach. But when you're sitting, you can look really high sometimes. And as a result, he holds you'll see even more than 20 amas. But by a mavi, people don't sit. People walk in a mavi. So being that people are walking, maybe the maida to rabbanan that a person is not going to look that high. And if we only had the machloikis by erevin, so I would have thought coming rabbanan. Maybe only hit the rabbanan hold. Again, being that it's a mavi, it's lehilu chavdi, so people don't look that high. Avo bahach. But as it relates to the sukkah where you're sitting, maybe everybody would agree. Tzricha. That's what we have to have the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, both. As it relates to Mavli, both as it relates to Sukkah, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak in Erev and Daf Gimel Amid Aleph could hold like Rabba in Sukkah Daf Beis Amid Aleph. So we just learned a half Amid Gemara about an Amaltera. Frank the Gemara, my Amaltera. So what exactly is an Amaltera? Rav Chama Breda Rabba Baravua Amar Kine. These are Kinen, they're bird's nests. Pashtun, it means there were bird's nests on top of the Kaira. The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka says there were pictures of birds on the actual Kaira. Kiyos Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, Amri b'marav in Eretz Yisrael, they have a different pshat. They held that it was paski da'arzo. These were very large beams that were made of cedar wood. It was supposed to beautify the entranceway of the mavoi. The point is, these things change the halacha. These change things say that even if it's more than 20 amas, it's going to be okay. Why? The reason is because why is the kaira not okay if it's yoisem eyesem amah? Because you're not going to notice it. The whole idea of the kaira is to create a hecker to show that this is not a rishos harabim. It's really a rishos hayachid. Usually, more than 20 amas up, you don't notice things. But if there's something spectacular, something very interesting, something really nice, even if it's yoisem eyesem amah, then you're going to notice it. These kinim, people will notice. These paski d'arzo are things that people are going to notice. So the Gemara says, man, I'm a paski d'arzo, man, I'm a paski d'arzo, kolshken kini. People notice the kinim more than they notice the paski d'arzo. Man, I'm a kini, the one that said, kini, have a paski d'arzo, lo, it could be he'll dafka kini, but not paski d'arzo. So the Gemara, man, I'm a paski d'arzo, my time. What's the reason? Meaning, what's the svara of paski d'arzo? Kinim, the Gemara thinks, is just interessant. If you have a kaira and there's a painting of birds, let's say with the Rambam's pshat, that's very interesting. People are going to notice it. You're not going to think that you're on the I-95. You're going to realize, oh, I'm in a mavui, I'm off the highway, I'm in a rishos hayachid. There's going to be a proper hacker. But paski d'arzi, you just have like planks of wood piled one on top of another. What's the svar over there? So the Gemara says, probably b'shun the nafish mashche, because they're very big. The sukkah, the schach is even bigger, and still you see yoisem eyesem amah. It's possible. Elie Mora says, no, what we thought it is. Kimi l'kach chashev, it's like kala, being that it's chashev, there's a koil, and that's the idea. The idea is people know about it, they notice it, and as a result, they know that it's not part of the Rishus HaRabim Excel. So just to recap one point, that what emerges from yesterday's daf and today's daf is that we have a Mishnah, Mavli Shugavoy L'maylam Yeser Mama Yema'it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einoi Tzarech. My time of the Chachamim and my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, we have three shittas. Rav, which was the opening of the Gemara, Erev and Daf Beis Amar Aleph said that Chachamim loy lamdua ela me hechel, for Rabbi Yehuda loy lamda ela me ulam. The Gemara and Daf Beis Amar Beis brought shittas Rav Chizda, who agreed with what Rav said, that Chachamim loy lamdua ela me hechel, we even had a brisa that seemed to say that, but argued with Rav's understanding of Rav Yehuda. So whereas Rav said Rav Yehuda learned it from the Pesach of the Ulam, Rav Chizda said, no, Rav Yehuda learned it mi Peschon shel Melochin. And then on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we had a third shita, the shita of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who disagreed with both things that Rav said. Rav didn't learn it from the Hechel, Rav Yehuda didn't learn it from the Ulam. Even that brisa that Rav mentioned as it relates to the Hechel, that was a simon about, which is a good way to remember. 20, how you know 20 amas? Think of the Hechel. You should know the Mishnah in the third parak of Masechtas Midos. So you can know that it's supposed to be 20 amas. But you want to know time of the Rav? It's Mishum Hekera, Leisholta Be'ena, as in Sukkah Dabbeis. You want to know time of the Rav Yehuda? He holds that no, a person will notice even more than 20 amas. It's Rav Yehuda L'shitasai in the Mishnah in Sukkah Dabbeis. Again, according to Rav, Chachamim learned it from the Hechel, Rabbi Yehuda learned it from the Ulam. According to Rav Chisda, Chachamim learned it from the Hechel, Rabbi Yehuda learned it from Pischon Shal Malachim, and according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, there's no Hechel, there's no Ulam. This has nothing to do with Kachim, but rather this is all about Heker. In fact, this Machloikis is very much like the Machloikis in Sukkah Daf, Bezok the Gemara Vayter. Miktsas Koyre B'toich Esrim. And this next Gemara is a Lamdish Gemara, not hard, but Lamdish, and as we're going to see, there's certain Klolim that the Gemara is going to mention that are Nogei a really call a Torah Kula. It's a fascinating short Gemara on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. What would be if part of the Kaira is within 20 Amos? We mix this Kaira Lamayla Miasram. And part of the Kaira is more than 20 Amos. Meaning, the Kaira is not allowed to be more than 20 Amos. What would be if part of it is and part of it is not? Do you need that the bottom of the Kaira should be within 20 Amos, or is that not necessary? Same with regards to the Sukkah. What would be the halacha? Oh, my Rabbi, Rabbi said, Mavi kosher. As it relates to a Mavi, it's going to be kosher. Besukkah pasal. As it relates to a Sukkah, it's going to be pasal. Says the Gemara. Maishna b'mavi the kosher. Why should we assume that if the Kaira is miktas within Esrim, and miktas l'mayla me'esrim, the halacha is it's going to be kosher? L'chura, part of the Kaira is l'mayla me'esrim. And the Mishnah says, if the Kaira is l'mayla me'asrim, it's going to be pasul. The reason probably is, d'amrinan klosh, because we say, a real fancy lamdash asvara, that we have a right, we have a gerech to look at the top of the Kaira as if it's not there. And being that if the top of the Kaira wouldn't be there, so there'd be no part of the Kaira that's l'mayla me'asrim amla, it's for that reason it's going to be kasha. So the Gemara says, whatever that Tzvara is, so kanami lema klosh. If it works for a Mavi, why shouldn't it work for a Sukkah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because e-kolshes, if you're going to take away the top of the Schach, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have very thin Schach. And if you can have very thin Schach, habi l'chamasa merubi mitzilasa, you can end up having too much sun. And we know, Sukkah 101, if you have chamasa merubi mitzilasa, if there's more sun than there is shade, the Sukkah is going to be possible. So I can't take away the top of the Schach. The Gemara says, hachanami. So then by the Kaira, shouldn't he be able to do it? Because e-kolshes, if you take away the top of the Kaira, have a Kaira ani talis beruach. It's going to come out, the Kaira is going to be very flimsy. It's going to be something that a wind can very easily blow away. And if the Kaira is Nitalas Baruach, that's also a problem. I mean, just like Schach has a shear, it has to be enough to make sure that it creates and casts a shade, so too Kaira also has a shear. Elal Karchach, what do you have to say? Nasa Kishfudim Shal Natchis. You have to say that the reason it doesn't bother me to say, let's remove the top of the Kaira, but at the same time not be concerned about the fact that if in Lumdus we remove the top of it, it's going to become some flimsy Kaira, because at the end of the day, even though we're removing it in Lumdus, but we're really not moving it. So even if in Lumdus we're going to say, oh, the part that's Lamayla Me'asra Mama doesn't really exist, but the part that's Lamata Me'asra Mama has the strength of as if it's entirely there, because it is entirely there. And as a result, we look at it as shfudim, slabs that are made of matches. The point is, it's really, really strong. So hachanami, the same thing should be regarding the sukkah. Even if you're going to remove the chelik of the schach, that's l'mayla me'asr mamo, but at the same time, the schach physically is silasam ruben michamasa. So why should that be a problem? Al karchach nasis silasam ruben michamasa. So what's the bottom line? You have a little bit of a kaira lamata me'asr mamo, a little bit of lamayla me'asr mamo. You have a little bit of the schach that's lamata, you have a little bit of the schach that's lamayla. What did Rabbi say? Mavui, it's kosher, so it's possible. It's the same svar. Why should it be kosher? Because it's a svar of kloish, whatever. Okay, then say kloish by a sukkah as well. Elba, you can't say kloish because once you remove part of the schach, you're running into chamas and rubim and silasa problems. You can have the same issue by Erevin. Elba, you say nasu, so then say nasu. Why is there a chilik between a koira and between schach? Omer Rabba mi Parzakio. So Rabba from Parzakio came, he says, I'm going to tell you pshat. Sukkah deli yochid ilay mitgar. Because there's a fundamental difference between a sukkah and between a mavi. This Gemara may sound familiar because we've only quoted it many, many times over the years. Sukkah, who would sit in a sukkah? Yochid, a family, an individual. Being that it's there for the individual, loy mitgar. Very often you can make a mistake. What's the mistake? Rashi says there was a concern that being the part of the schach is l'mayla me'asr mamo, and it's only part of it that's l'mata. What would be if the lower part goes away? What would be if it falls off? Not kloish, as in alumnus. It physically would fall off. Then you'd be sitting in a sukkah where all the schach is l'mayla me'asr mamo. Now, you'll tell me, okay, you'll look out for it, right? Yeah, but you're a yachid. And being that you're a yachid, maybe you're not going to notice it. But Mavi de la Rabbim, a Mavi is the Rabbim. Mavi opens up to Chatzeros and to a bunch of houses. So there's a lot of people there. So what are you worried about? A little bit is going to fall off Mitkri, Hadadi. Ruven's going to remind Shimon. Shimon's going to remind Chaim Yankel. You have nothing to worry about. And as a result, it's never going to come to a problem. So you want to know what the issue is. Really, there should be no issue. Because if as long as part of it is within 20 amas, so what's the problem? Narvas, there's a concern it may fall off. Oh, by a sukkah, I'm worried. Because it's one person. If it falls down, I'm not going to chop that all the schach now is a mile me'as ramah. But a mavi, which is a rabbin, matkri adadi, you don't have to worry. Ravina said a different thing. Sukkah, deirais, achmir, barbon. Sukkah, which is a din deirais, rabbon, and machmir by deirais. Of course, mavi derabbon. We spoke about this in the introduction. The whole mavi is coming to address a rabbinic issue. Oh, it's only a derabbon. So you're worried, midderabbon, it's going to fall. Incredibly, had a different version of what Rabbi said, and as we're going to see, both in the halacha and in the lumdis, it's literally the antithesis, 180 degrees of everything that we just said. Amar Rabbi, literally flipping the Gemara. You don't see this every day. Rabbi said, not besukah pasul b'mavi kasher, but just the opposite. B'mavi pasul. Why are you saying by sukkah's kosher? Isn't part of the schach l'maylam yaser mamu? Don't read in kloish. Probably because you act as if it's not there. So the by the mavi, you should also say kloish. Mar says you can't say kloish by the mavi because he kolshus havli kerei l'tez beruach. The kerei is going to be too flimsy. Hachanami. What do you mean? And by sukkah say the same thing. He kolshus havli chamas ruba mitzilasa. Then the schach is going to be too thin. Ela karchav. What's the? It's not an issue. Because even though in Lumdis you're removing it, but really you're not moving it. So Nasis Silasim Ruben Michamas. At the end of the day, it does have more shade than it has on. Achanami, Akarch Nasikishvunusom Antches. Say the same thing by the Kura. Omar Ravami Parzakios. Again, so Rav Parzakios said, you want to know why? In this Girsa, Mavu is Pasul and Sukkah is Kasher, the same Svaris that we had in the previous Gemara, but literally the opposite. Sukkah Dili Yachidi, Sukkah which belongs to a Yachid, Rami Anafshe Omidka. There, you don't have to be concerned that maybe some of the schach is going to fall off and no one's going to take care of it. Why? What do you mean? I walk into my sukkah, I see it sitting on the ground. Sa'ichap, I have an issue. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fix it. Mavi de l'rabim hi. But mavi, however, which belongs to the rabim, samchi ahadati. Everyone's going to rely on the other person. V'loy matri, and no one's going to take care of it. The amri inchi, because people say, kederi debe shutfi, if you have a pot, and there's two partners, there's two chefs in the kitchen. What happens? Loi chamima v'loi karira. The food is not going to be properly hot, and it's not going to be properly cold. It's going to end up being a disaster. And that's the point. A sukkah, which is for the yachid, oh, he's going to take care of it. But the keter, which is for the rabbin, loi chamima v'loi ravina. My ravina said a different teretz. Also, the Gemara is chilek in the pre, but just the opposite. Sukkah day raisa, we're mekel. You know why? Like by chizik, everyone knows you're not allowed to eat outside of sukkah. So you don't need chizik. Everyone's going to mavi the rabbanon, but mavi, which is the rabbanon, by chizik, there it needs chizik. So it's fascinating. The Gemara literally mentioned two svaras to be mechalik between a mavi and a sukkah. On the one hand, a sukkah is a deraisa, a mavi is a derabbanan. A sukkah is for a yachid, and a mavi is for a rabbin. Okay, is that those reasons that sukkah should be more chamer, or those reasons that mavi should be more chamer? One lishna. The rice is more chamer. Another lishna, no, the rabban is more chamer. In one lishna, the yachid is more chamer. In the other lishna, the rabbim is more chamer. Fascinating idea, which we'll get into in the raid bites. Bottom line, my haviyala, tachlis. If you have a kair, it's a little bit within 20, a little bit above 20. You have schach, it's a little bit within 20, you have a little bit of what? So we had two girsas and what rabbi shita was. So what's the halacha? Meaning, in either one of the girsas, there's a difference between a mavi and a sukkah. The question is, which one is more chamer, which one is more Mekel. But the Gemara says, as it relates to the bottom line, there really is no difference. Rabbi Baravula, Amar, Rabbi Baravula said, Zev is a pasul, always going to be pasul. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says, Zev is a kosher, it's always going to be kosher. And why does Rabbi hold it's always going to be kosher? Because halal sukkah tanan, halal mavui tanan. I mean, even though it doesn't really say that in the Mishnah, but when the Mishnah says a sukkah is not allowed to be yosem yasser mamu, what it means is that the halal, this distance between the ground and the bottom of the schach, can't be more than 20 amas. The top of the schach doesn't bother me. So as long as the bottom of the schach to the ground, you measure floor to ceiling, not the thickness of the ceiling, but to where the ceiling ends. As long as that's within 20 amis, that's going to be okay. So there's no reason there should be an issue. Now, when we learned the Gemara, we knew that, sort of, but
the Gemara had entertained another reason why it should be a problem. A gzera, obviously, Rava's not worried about this gzera. I'm the Rav Papa, the Rava. So Rav Papa told Rava, "Tanya Masalech, have a right here from a brayso." We're coming full circle. Mavish will go by Meyaser Mama. If you have a mavi which is Yosem Meyaser Mama, meaning the curve is more than 20 amos off the ground, Yosem he pischoy shel heichol. And what was the makar? Pischoy shel heichol. Now, whether pischoy shel heichol is the makar, like Rav and Rav Chisda said, whether Pischoy Shel Heichol is the simen, like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said. But at the end of the day, it's comparable to Pischoy Shel Heichol. The Heichol Gufei Chalol Yasrim. And what was the 20 Amos by the Heichol? It was the Cholol of the Heichol that was 20 Amos. You see from here this idea that it's Chalol Tan Isvei Rav Simi Barashi Rav Papa. Rav Simi Barashi asked the Kashrut Rav Papa. Ketzad Oysa, what are you supposed to do if you want to be Machshir a Mavi with a Kairo? Menich Kairo Misfas Esrim Ulamata. You bring a Kairo and you put it Misfas Esrim Ulamata. It sounds a little bit like what you need to do is you have to make sure that the top of the koira is misfas esrim, is at the 20 amma marker, and then you work your way down. According to Rava, it's halal tanan. Or it says no ema ulamayla, change the word. Not maniach koira misfas esrim ulamata. Maniach koira misfas esrim ulamayla. Make sure the bottom of the koira is at the 20 amma mark. Feiti Gemara, it's very nice, but vaholamata ktani. It doesn't say lamayla, it says lamata. I mean, you can't conveniently change the word from lamayla to lamata to fend off a question. So the Gemara says, ha kamashmalon de lamata kalamayla. No, the way you're supposed to read it is like this. Maniach koira misfas esrim ulamayla. Not change the word lamaila to lamata, but rather add v'chein lamata. What does that mean, v'chein lamata? So Rashi says, because just like there's a halacha that the kura is not allowed to be more than 20 amas, there's also a halacha that the kura has to be at least 10 tfachim off the ground. Similar to a sukkah, by the way. It has to be at least 10 tfachim off the ground. And ha'kamash malon de lamata ke lamayla. Ma'ala ma'ala chalol esrim. Just like the maximum she is 20 amas, but it's the halal of the sukkah, that's a maximum of 20 amas. Af lamata chalol asara, so too, the minimum she of 10 tfachim also is halal, and that's the point. It's lemailo, it's 20, and lamata, it's going to be asara. Either way, this next Gemara is going to be a little bit of a change of topic. We'll start the Gemara, we'll finish it in Yetz Hashem on Dav Dalet, but, and then we'll speak out a little bit of raid. Omer Abaya, Mishmei de Rav Nachman. Abaya said in the name of Rav Nachman, Amas Sukkah, wherever you find the measurement of an Amma as it relates to a Sukkah, V'amas Mavoy, or wherever you find the measurement of an Amma as it relates to a Mavoy, Ba'amma Bas Chamisha, we're referring to an Amma that's made of five tfachin. Amas kalayim, wherever you find an amma as it relates to kalayim, amma mas shisha, we're talking about an amma that's made up of six tfachin. So if you ask the man on the street, how big is an amma? Six tfachin. Yeah, amma is six tfachin. Rashi and Chumash. Right, that's what it is. The truth is, it's not necessarily the answer. And exhibit A, the makar, for that discussion is right here. Erevin daf gimel amid beis, erevin daf tal amid aleph. What we need for right now is to know that there were two types of amos. Sometimes an amma was made up of six tfachim, that's your conventional amma, but sometimes the amma was made up of five tfachim. Sometimes six, sometimes five. So when is it six and when is it five? We'll see, it's a machlekes Abaye v'Rava, but the Gemara begins with Abaye. Abaye said in the name of Nachman, the amma of a sukkah, the amma of a mavoi is five tfachim, the amma as it relates to kalayim is six tfachim. Zok the Gemara, amma's mavoi, but amma bas chamishal mai hilchasar. When Abaye said that the amma of a mavoi has to be made up of five tfachim, what was it referring to? The Gemara says, l'goyvoi u'lepirtzas mavoi. Number one, he was talking about the height. First Mishnah, mavoi shugavai d'mayla me'asar ma'amma yamai. What does that mean? Is that a amma bas shisha tfachim? It's 120 tfachim? Or is it an amma bas chamisha tfachim? It's 100 tfachim. That's what Abaye said. It's an amma bas chamisha. 100 tfachim is already too much. Or the pirtzis mavi. If one of the walls of a mavi has a breach, and the breach is 10 amas wide, so the halach is that it also disqualifies the mavi from one being able to carry. So again, is it 10 amas as in 50 tfachim? Or is it 10 amas as in 60 tfachim? So Abaye said it's going to be 50 tfachim. Now what's the svara? Where's Abaye coming from? Is it not psukim? Torah talks a lot about amos, amos sayin v'chetzi yokor, arkoi, v'amos v'chetzi rachboi, but the Torah doesn't give us a way of knowing a cheat sheet, is it five tfachim or is it six tfachim? So Rashi says that Abaye was probably coming misvara based on chumra. He probably knew that sometimes it's this way, sometimes it's that way, so when it comes to a shir, you go l'chumra. So the assumption is, l'chumra, once the Koira is 20 amas times 5 off the ground, you already have to be mamai. Once the pirtza is 10 amas times 5, you already have to close it. And that's why Abayu said that the Amo of a Mavu is an Amo Bas Chamisha Tvach. Oh, but Freyti Gemara, for Ikam Meshach Mavu Ba'arba Amois Delukulo. Is that true? Not every time you're dealing with Amois and you're dealing with Mavu is the smaller number going to be the Kula. In fact, there's a way, or the Chumrah. It's possible that the larger number is actually going to be the Chumrah. And that's based on a halacha that in order for a mavoi to be considered a mavoi, where you could be matarit with a lechi and a kaira, there's a minimum share. There's a minimum share. And the minimum share is it has to be at least 4 amos. So if you're going to tell me that the amos bas chamisha tvachim, since it's coming out of kula, you're telling me if it's 4 times 5, it's 20 tvachim, it's already mutter with a lechi or a kaira. Here the chumrah is fakir. This has to be bigger than that. You want to be matter with a lechi and a kaira? It can't be 4 times 5. It has to be 4 times 6. It has to be 4 tvachim long, bigger. So if that's the case, how could Abaye simply say Amas Mavoi? It's always Ba'ama Bas Chamisha Tvachim because it's always the Chumrah. It's not true. So the Gemara says, Kaman Dami Bar Tvachim. It's really a machloikis. What the minimum share of a Mavoi is? Is it 4 Amos or 4 Tvachim? Abaye obviously held that it's 4 Tvachim. Oh, it's 4 Tvachim. There's no shaykhis to this discussion. This discussion is when we're talking about an Amma. Is an Amma Bas Arba? So all Amos by Mavoi really is 5. What does this halacha of arba mean? It means arba tfachim. Oh, it's arba tfachim. Incidentally, it's arba not arba. The iba you say about arba amis, so maybe it's arba amis. For arba amis, he meant most halachas of mavi. He knew that you're going to find the hechi timtza where the amma is going to be bashisha tvachim, that's going to be the chumrah, even as it relates to a mavi. But in most cases, that's not going to be the case. Amas of amas b'chamisha. Abaye also, then when it comes to a sukkah, amas bas chamisha. And again, why? Because that's the chumrah. The chumrah is, it should be bas chamisha. My hilchah, so what are examples? The goiva, the height of the sukkah, the first mishnah mesach the sukkah. Sukkah shigavai, the mailam yasr ma'amma. So how tall is it not? What's the maximum share? Is it 20 times 5? Is it 20 times 6? The chumrah is to say that it's 20 times 5. Another example would be, l'doifan akuma. What's doifan akuma? Of mesach the sukkah fame. And that is, if a person has a sukkah with a schach puzzle next to the walls of the sukkah. So up until Dalet Amos, the Chazal, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, we extend that schach to the wall. Meaning we look at it as if it's part of the wall and it doesn't bother me. And it only works up until Dalet Amos. Okay, so what is the Dalet Amos? Is it 20 times 5? Is it 20 times 6? The Chumrah is to say only 20 times 5. If it's more than 20 times 5, the sukkah is going to be puzzle. You can't be machshered anymore with Daif and Akum. It's very gishmak. That's why Abaye said when it comes to a sukkah, the svar is you should always go, you should always make it small. But the Gemara says, but you have an example of a kula as well. The time we learned to the Brice, Rebbe said, Oimra, any kol sukkah ba'ar ma'amis al ma'amis psula. A sukkah has to be at least dalet al dalet. You're coming out with a kula. You're telling me that anytime it says amas relates to sukkah, it's the smallest share. So it comes out 20 tvachim is already a kosher sukkah. It should have to be 24. You should have to go to chumrah. It's true, that's Rebbe Shita, the share haksha sukkah. Abaye, the Shmei Rav Nachman didn't hold that's the share haksha sukkah. So in his world, there's no such halacha. Yeah, you want to know in Rebbe's world? Okay, Rebbe's world. But that's not his world. In his world, Rav Nachman was pasuk for his chevra, for his kehila. Oh, my kehila and Am is always bas chamisha tvachim. Ibo yisem eloyim. Rabbi could be Rav Nachman did hold like Rabbi, but v'roiv Am is kamer. It's true. It's not a rule that relates to all the Amis, but it's going to relate to most Amis. Amas kalayim, Amas bas shisha. So relates to Am of the kalayim. So there, the shir is shisha tvachim. Abaye said mavui sukkah 5. Kalayim 6. And again, the assumption is that it's a chumrah to say that the Am of Kalayim is going to be 6 tvachal. My hilchah, so where is this nogeya? The karachas hakerim uvilim choyl hakerim. Karachas hakerim is where there's a big hole, a big gap in the middle of your kerem. Mechayla kerem is where you have a border around the kerem that has a little bit of empty space. So we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to plant anything inside a kerem. A kerem is a vineyard, and you're not allowed to plant something inside a kerem. There's an issa kalayim, and this is actually a very chomer sub halacha within the world of kalayim, because kilei kerem is always more chomer than any other form of kalayim. So the question is, if I have a kerem, is there any way in the world for me to plant barley? Is there any way I can plant something other than a vineyard? So the truth is yes. The Tanaim learned in the Mishnah, Karachas HaKerem. If you have a Karachas HaKerem, Bishami says, Esen V'Arba Amois, that if you have a gap in the middle that's 24 Amois, then it's okay for you to be able to plant something else. But Silo says, Shesh Esri Amois, if you have 16 Amois, then it's going to be okay. Mechayl HaKerem. What if you have a little road, a little gap, not in the middle of the kerem, but on the sides of the kerem. Vishamayim sheshes riyamis, 16 amis. Ubisalayim shteim es riyamis, 12. Is it krachas akerem? What's the definition of krachas akerem? Kerem shachar v'am tziyasi. Where the middle of it is not there. Ein sham sheshes riyamis lo yavi zer l'sham. If you don't have 16 amis, according to Beis Hillel, May said 24. Tav Yisrael said 16. Then you're not allowed to plant anything there. If you had 16 amas, nice like they have a dasai. Then what you do is we give the farmers the amount of room that they need in order for them to be able to work, which is considered 4 amas. Vizayreya as hamoiser. So the breakdown of the 16 amas is you need 4 amas on each side for the person to be able to work. And then the middle 8 amas is where you're allowed to plant. What's up, mechayla kerem? Ben kerem together. That's if there's space. There's a gap, not in the middle of the kerem, but on the sides, between the kerem itself and the gadir, and the fence that's around it. Ancham shtei mesri amas. Did the shear, according to Beisul, is 12 amas, not 16, there it's 12. If you don't have 12 amas, lo yovi zera l'shom. Ancham shtei mesri amas. If you had 12 amas, noisling kedavi dasai, then you give yourself 4 amas to be able to work. You don't need work on two sides, because there are no two sides. The other side of where you're planting is going to be the fence. Vizareya sashar, and you can go ahead and you can be zareya the shar. What's the point of all this? We're not learning the sachtes kalayim. What we just need is one thing, is that over here you have shiurim of, if you have a gap in the middle of a kerem, sometimes you're allowed to plant something. And the shiurim were based on amos. Machlokes b'shamayim b'sil, what, how many amos? But it's based on amos. So is this an amos bas shisha or is an amos bas chamisha? This is what Abaye said. Abaye said, here the chumra is to say that it has to be a bigger number. You need a bigger gap. You want to go ahead and stop planting something here, you better make sure you have the bigger space, because I don't know what an amah is. So an amah might be 5, it might be 6. I have to go l'chumra, I have to assume it's 6, and unless you have the biggest shear, it's not going to be okay. So even though by Mavi and Sukkah it's amah bas chamisha tvachim, here it's going to be bas shisha tvachim. Up in Freit the Gemara, one final kasha, v'ha'ikar itzufin ba'arba amis l'kula. There is a hechatinsa with a shear of an amah, even by kalayim is going to be a kula. Time we learned in the Mishnah, kerem, two alpachas me'arba amis. If you have a kerem and there's less than 4 amis between the rows of grapes, and the rows of vines. Reb Shimon, I mean a kerem. Shimon says a big kula. It's not called a kerem. The only time it's usher for a person to plant something in a vineyard is if the vineyard has a din of a kerem. But if it's not a kerem, even though there's a lot of wine being cultivated there, you don't have the iser. The iser is if it's a kerem. And Reb Shimon has a shir. There has to be at least 4 amas in between. Chama say, no, it's always a kerem. Meaning you, in your imagination, remove every other or every third of keren or row. It's like this, you end up having the gap that you need. But according to Reb Shimon, the halach is that if there's no 4 amos in between, it's not a keren. So what's the definition of that amma? Is it an amma bas chamisha or is it an amma bas shisha? And what's the chumrah? Well, the chumrah would be to say amma bas chamisha, because amma bas shisha would give you a larger space where it would be okay for me to plan, where you would say it wouldn't be kilei akerem. So must be then, according to Reb Shimon, it would have to be an amah bas chamisha tvachim. So again, how could Abaye say mishmei Reb Nachman? Then when it comes to climate, it's always going to be amah bas shisha tvachim. That's always the chumrah. What about Reb Shimon shita? Sakti mark Reb Nami avi kerem. Reb Nachman didn't hold like Reb Shimon. V'ibaye same of oilum Reb Shimon could be held like Reb Shimon. The roiv amis kamar. It's true. There are examples of where this is not going to be okay, but roiv amis in most cases this will be okay. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf, but for now, exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. So the Gemara had a discussion on daf Gimel Amid Aleph with regards to a kaira that's partially within 20 amos and partially l'mayla me'esra mamo. And the question is it kosher as a pasul? The Mishnah said, mavushi gavoy l'mayla me'esra mamo yima'it. Does that mean that the kaira can't even be a little bit l'mayla me'esra mamo? Meaning it has to be entirely the top of the kaira within the 20 amma marker? Or no, as long as from the floor to the ceiling, it's less than 20 amas, even if part of the kaira is l'mayla, it's going to be okay. And the same shayla as it relates to a sukkah. The first mission of a sechta sukkah, sukkah shi gavoya, l'mayla me'esra mamo, what's the halacha? Psula. So again, what would be if part of the schach is l'mata, and part of the schach is l'mayla? And we had a whole bunch of different shitas. In fact, if you recap the Gemara, there were 4 possibilities. Sukkah, pasul, mavui kasher. Mavui pasul, sukkah kasher. Zev ezeh pasul, and zev ezeh kasher. But the Gemara had brought 2 lishoinos in what Rabbi's shita was. Rabbi commented on this. Rabbi said there's a chilik between a sukkah and a mavli, but there were 2 lishoinos, both in the name of Rava mi Parzakia. But it was unclear to the Chachamim whether he had reported that Rabbi said sukkah pasul mavli kasher, or he had said that mavli pasul and sukkah kasher. Not just that, the Gemara had svaris to say that sukkah should be more chamer than mavli, and the Gemara had svaris to say mavli should be more chamer than sukkah. Not just that, but the same exact svaris that the Gemara brought
to say that Mavui should be Mochamer, the Gemara brought and said maybe that's actually a reason that Mavui should be Kasha. The same exact reason that the Gemara thought that maybe Sukkah should be possible, the Gemara thought that maybe Sukkah should be Kasha. So just to pluck one thing out of this Gemara, because there's a lot here, but just to pluck one thing out of this Gemara, the Gemara said that maybe Sukkah should be Mochamer. And I'll tell you why. Because at the end of the day, if part of the Sukkah is Lamai Lamayasar Mama, then what would happen if the lower level of Schach would fall off? It's flimsy, it falls off. And then you're going to be sitting in a Sukkah where all the Schach is going to be Lamai Lamayasar Mama. Meaning, Naniach, it's not a problem. But that's only as long as some of the Schach is within 20 Amos. But what would happen if that Schach would come down? So now all the Schach is going to be Lamai Lamayasar Mama. Now everyone agrees you're going to have a problem. So a Sukkah, which is for the Yachid, if it's the Yachid sitting there by himself, so maybe he's not going to remember to fix it. He's going to end up sitting in a possible Sukkah. So we have to be more machmer when it comes to a Sukkah. Mavi, which is for the Rabbim. The whole Rabbim uses the Mavi. This is public property. So meaning that the whole Rabbim uses the Mitkri Adodi. If Reuven doesn't remember, Shimon's going to remember. Like this, it's going to end up being taken care of. But the Gemara has far maybe just the opposite. Maybe Sukkah being that it's a Yachid. Oh, for the Yachid is going to take care of business. But as it relates to the Rabbim over there, there's a concern. Why? Because being that there's more than one person that's responsible, so then you fall into the category of Kedera de Beishutfi. And a Kedera de Beishutfi is loy chamimi v'loy kariri. If there's two chefs in the kitchen, the food doesn't never taste good. Why? Because everybody relies on the other person. Samchi adadi. So on the one hand, you can argue that Mavui, which is for the Rabbim, there's more of a svara that you should be Mako. But then again, maybe Mavi, because it's for the Rabbim, there's more of a svara that you should be Machmer. You could argue that Sukkah, which is for the Yachid, there's more of a svara. Right? These are the two svaras that the Gemara is going back and forth. Again, it's based on the same reality. Sukkah is for the Yachid, Mavi is for the Rabbim. I could argue the Rabbim should be more Kuladik, because Mitkri Adadi, they're going to remind each other. But then again, I could always also argue, just in the reverse, that maybe the Rabbim is more of a svara to be Machmer, because the Rabbim, everybody ends up relying on each other. Now, over the years, Be'ezus Hashem, we've spoken many times about this svara of Mavui Kiven de l'Rabbim Hu Mitkiri Ahadadi. We've mentioned many times the Vilna Gaon in the Haggah, in the comment of the Ma'aser Rav. The Minhag HaGrah is, it's brought down in the Ma'aser Rav, and a lot of Kehilos follow this minhag, is that when you read Megillas Keheles and Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach and Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you don't just read it from a Chumash, you read it from a Klaf. It comes from the Vilna Gaon. And they bring that somebody once asked the Vilna Gaon, he doesn't understand. We don't read Megillas Esther on Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, Gzeir Shema Yavirenu, Dalan Amis, Birshus HaRabim. So he said, if that's the case, why do you read Megillas Keheles and Shir HaShirim from a Klaf? Why aren't you worried that someone's not going to remember? He's not going to know how to read it. And Shema Yavirenu, Dalan Amis, Birshus HaRabim. This is the kasha that someone asked the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said, it's chaluk. Very, very different. You know why? He said, Erim and Daf Gimel Amanaf. This is the Gemara that Vilna Gaon quoted. He said, it's a Mefurish Gemara. He says, Megillas Esther is a Chayvas Yachid. Every individual, every Yachid has a Chiv. Just like every day you have a Chiv to put on tefillin, every Purim you have a Chiv to lay in the Megillah. So Yachid might be sitting at home. He doesn't know how to read the Megillah. It's Shabbos. He's going to go run to a Baki. Shem Yavirenu, Dal Ramas Peshus Rabbim. He said, but a Yachid doesn't have a Chiv to read Kayalis and Shirashim. Who has the Chiv to read those Megillahs? That's a Chayvas Sibur. Oh, a Sibur? That's like a Mavui. Kiven de l'rabim ninu mitkari adadi. Over there you don't have to worry about it. And then the Gaon said, I'll bring you a raya. What's my raya? Because how do you have to learn from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Why are you worried? No one's going to know how to read the Sefer Torah. V'gzera shemi yavirenu, dal anamis b'shus harab. The Torah says, who reads from a Sefer Torah? Not a yachid. If you daven b'yachidus on Shabbos, so there's no Sefer Torah. It's only a rabbin. It's a davar shebekdusha. And being that it's a rabbin, there's a svara mitkari adadi. So the Vilna Gaon said, you want to know the difference between Megillas Keheles and Megillas Esther? It's the same difference between a Mavui and a Sukkah in the first lishon of the Gemara, according to Rav Ami Parzaki and what Rabbi said as it relates to a Kairo or a Schach, that's the Miktsas Lamatame Esr Mama and Miktsas Lamailame Esr Mama. One is a Chayves Yachid, one is a Chayves Tzibur. In the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, we mentioned the Tshuva Nifla from the Binyan Shloima, from Shloima HaKayim Vilna, where the Gemara says that why don't you read from a Megillah on Purim Shecholiyas B'Shabbos? A Rabbi said, Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas B'Shus HaRabbim. Rabbi Yosef in Megillah Daftal on Amabes, he has an Einfal. He says, I have a different reason. He says, you know why? Because what goes on by the Megillah? Matanis Lav Yoinim and the Chachamim were very sensitive to the Aniyim. They know that Aniyim are counting down. They have this date circled on their calendar that they're going to be able to come and they're going to collect money. If you're going to prav a Purim on Shabbos, there's going to be no Matanis Lav Yoinim. So we feel bad for that. Frey Tois is a bomba kasha. He says, I don't understand. He says, Rabbi Yosef had to say a new reason for why you don't read the Megillah on Purim? As if to say, what? He doesn't hold of Rabbah? He doesn't hold of Xer Shemi Yavri Renu Dalaram Special Rabbah? How could Rabbi Yosef not hold of Shemi Yavri Renu Dalaram Special Rabbah? Even if you don't need it for Megillas Esther. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow the shofar. If Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't take Dalaminim. Why not? It's only because of Rabbah. Shemi Yavri Renu Dalaram Special Rabbah. So if that's the case, says Toysus, Al Karchach Tzarech Loim Ad Rabbi Yosef Le Polagat Time Ad Rabbah. It's not possible Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold the Rabbah. Because even if he has a new reason, maybe why you don't read the Megillah on Purim Shecholias B'Shabbos, but he has to acknowledge that the reason you don't blow the Shoif, you don't take Dalaminim, where Roshon and Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, is Mehai Time. So Frey Toysus, why do Rabbi Yosef have to come on to a new reason Mesachtes Megillah? Toysus says, It Chapan Afkimin and the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shvos Ben Mikdash, Ein Sham Vahadvar Matikin. But said Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyim Vilna, that based on what Rabbi Leo Hagoyin in Vilna said, right? You want to know what Vilna looked like? We have to ask Rabbi Weil. But if you want to know what Vilna looked like 200 years ago, walking on some bridge, this is what it was like. He had the Pshloim HaKoyim in Vilna saying Torah from Leo Hagoyim in Vilna, and they were discussing this Shaila, Dvarim Niflon. He says, I'll tell you the Pshat, because there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Yomar Aleph. Amar Rav. Megillah Bezmana, Koyin Oysa B'Yachid. When you read the Megillah Bezmana, you do it even B'Yachid. It's okay. Shaloi Bezmana needs a minion. Rav Asi Amar, Bein Bezmana, Bein Shaloi Bezmana Asara. That Megillah, even Bezmana, you always have to read it with a minion. You can't hear the Megillah without a minion. Zogt, Rav Shloi Makoyim Yivilna, Avad Rav Yosef agrees with Shem Yavi Renu Dal Ram Shul Sarabim. That's why you don't pull Shoif when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. That's why you don't take Dalamina when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. But you want to know why he came on to a new reason in Megillah? Because he held Megillah is like Kriyas HaTorah. It's like Kehelas and Shir HaShirim. It's a Chayvas Sibur. Because Rav Yosef Da'amayra held like Rav Asi Da'amayra. That Bein Bezmano, Bein Shaloi Bezmano Basara. Or if it's a Chayvas Sibur, there's a Mitkri Adodi. It's Erev and Daftim Alamad Aleph. You don't have to be worried anymore. You don't have to be worried anymore of Shem Yavi Reno Dal Ramas Pesha Sarabah. Because of the Mitkri Adodi, it said Rav Shloim HaKoy Mivilna, that based on Hagoyin Rebellion Mivilna. It's Mi Yushev Kemin Chaymer Toysvis Kasha on the bottom of Megillah Daf Dal Amud Beis, but the Ein Beis Medrash Balei Chiddush, because really the Gemara told another story. Meaning, on the one hand, you have this Svara of Mitkiri Adah. It was impossible to learn Erev and Daf Gimel. I apologize. I know this is old raid. The Yesh Beis Medrash Balei Chiddush up until this point, but this is, it was just not possible to learn Erev and Daf Gimel and not speak this out. But there's another side to the equation over here in today's Daf, and that is sometimes when there's a Rabbin, we actually look at it Fakert. Sometimes when there's a Rabbin, there's a Svara. There's an idea of kidera de beis shutfi loy chamimi v'loy kariri, and we actually have to be a little bit more machmer when it comes to a rabbin, because when it comes to a rabbin over there, it's a little bit more chamer. And the truth is that this idea of kidera de beis shutfi loy chamimi v'loy kariri is something that appears in many places, both in halachic contexts and also in machshava context. Just one example: the sefer hachinuch. It's the mitzvah shin pei tes. So he's discussing the halacha. We know that a zar is not let a do what the Levi and the Kohen was supposed to do. A Levi can't do what a Kohen was supposed to do. That's Pashat. Here's a Chiddush. A Kohen wasn't allowed to do the Avodas HaLevim. It's passing in the Torah. It's the 389th mitzvah, Leminyan Taryag, according to the Chinuch. Shelo yisasku ha-Kohanim ba-Avodas HaLevim, v'lo ya-Levim ba-Avodas ha-Kohanim. And the Chinuch says, why not? I understand why the Levi can't do the Kohen. It's Avodah. It's above his pay grade. But why can't the Kohen do what the Levi is supposed to do? If I can do this Rika, I can definitely play the trumpets, right? That's what you would think. Says the Chinuch, Mishrosh Haya Mitzvah. Lefisha Avoida Shtei Kitois Eila, He Avoida Yukara Mikudeshes. Because the Avoida of these two groups is very, very important. Alkein Tzricha Melocha Lishomer Ma'id Min Ayiyosh Min Atzva Hashikha. So the Torah had to get involved and make sure that the work is going to get done. Ve'in Tzofik. Ki Kol Melocha Hamutelas Al Shnei Anoshim Ayoyser. Any job that is imposed on two people, Hapshia Mitzuya Boyoyser. If two people are responsible for something, there's a lesser chance it's going to get done. One person's going to rely on the other one. You know what's going to end up happening? Nothing. That's the point. It's something that everybody knows. Everyone's experienced that in their lifetime. And as a mashal, Chazal said, so says the Sefer HaKinuch, that there's an idea of kidera de beis shutfi, and that's why the Torah said, you know, Levim You're going to do what you're supposed to do. And the Kehanim, you're going to do what you're supposed to do. The minute the Kohen's allowed to get involved in the Avodah Salavim, now the Levi thinks the Kehanim are going to do it. Let the Levium be responsible for the Avodah Salavim, and the Kehanim can't do it. It's also, what's the big deal? Why do you care if I do the Avodah Salavim? You know why? Because if I, in my mind, psychologically know that you may do it, I'm going to end up not doing it. This is the psychology of Kteru de Beishut V'loi Chamim V'loi Kariri, and it's for that reason this is not going to be okay. You know, there's a halacha that you're supposed to check your mezuzahs twice every 7 years. Twice every 7 years, it's a halacha psuka, a person's supposed to check his mezuzahs. That everybody knows. What not everybody knows is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, that Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, that that's only true for the mezuzah of a yachid. But the mezuzah of a rabbin, it's not twice every 7 years, but rather it's twice every 50 years. It's a Mefurish Gemara. So as it relates to the Yochid, it's twice every 7 years. Mezuzas Yochid, Nivdekes Pamayim B'Shavua. V'shal Rabim, as it relates to a Rabim, Pamayim B'Yoivel. It's twice in a Yoivel. Incidentally, I once saw that someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, twice every 7 years, does that mean every 3.5 years? Or as long as you do it twice over a 7 year period, that's going to be fine. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that there's a brice, it's called Masechtas Mezuzah. And in Masechtas Mezuzah, this halacha is brought, that the mezuzah of a rabbim is nivdekes pamayim b'yoyvel. But it doesn't say that lashon pamayim b'yoyvel. It says echod le'esrim b'chamei shanim. That's the lashon of the Masechtas Mezuzah. So Reb Chaim said, it's mefurish that as it relates to the rabbim, it's every 25 years. So it's mestaber that as it relates to the yochid, it's every 3.5 years as well. But this is the halacha, v'shal rabbim pamayim b'yoyvel. So somebody asked the Chassam Sofer, a Shaila, and it's in Shaila's Achuvah's Chassam Sofer, took us until Daf Gimel to mention the Chassam Sofer, but it's in Shaila's Achuvah's Chassam Sofer, Yerideya, Chuvah Reish Pei Gimel. Someone asked him like this, there were partners, three partners, they owned a property that had more than 40 mezuzahs, multifamily real estate. They had these three partners, and they had 40 mezuzahs, and the question was, how often do they have to check the mezuzahs? Seems like it was a tircha. The Chassam Sofer goes through the technicalities of the question. It was a tircha for them to check the mezuzah. And the question was, do they check it twice every 7 years, or they check it twice every 50 years? That was the shaila. What's the crux of the question? The crux of the question is that the mezuzah of a yachid is pamayim b'shavua. Of a rabbin is pamayim b'yoyvel. How do you define a yachid? How do you define a rabbin? They're shutfim. They're three people. Are the three people looked at as a yachid? Or are the three people looked at as a rabbin? So the Chassam Sofer said that I think the pshat as follows. If you take a look at Rashi in Yuma Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, why is it, this is fascinating, why is it that the mezuzahs of a rabbin, you're supposed to check not twice every 7 years, but twice every 50 years? Zok Tehil Gerashi. Kol Dover Shehu Shal Rabbin. Anything that's the responsibility of a rabbin, Ein Latriya Chol of Harbe. Don't impose too much on them. She'im Titrach, because you, if you will, Yehei Kol Echad Oymer Yasu Chaveira. Each person's going to say, the other person's going to do it. The rabbin, there's always a svara that everyone's going to point at the other person. So if you give them a small job to do, okay, they'll get done. But the minute you get involved in tirchos with a rabbin, nothing gets done. Here's the chiddush. That really, we should check the mezuzah of the rabbin every... What's the difference? What's the difference if the mezuzah is hanging in front of your house or it's hanging in the front of a shul? What difference does it make? The teretz is, it really doesn't. But it's just a practical thing. Your house, you'll take care of. When it comes to the rabbin, you're not going to take care of it. In other words, says the Chassam Sofer, what did Rashi just say? He did everything but quote the Gemara. Erev and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. He's saying that the mezuzah of a rabbim is a kedera de bei shutfi. And kedera de bei shutfi loy chamim and loy kariri. So if you're going to go ahead and be matriach, then tell them every 3.5 years, this is something you have to do. It's never going to get done. So instead of telling them every 3.5 years, we tell them every 25 years. Every 25 years, nishka ferlach. That's not such a tercha. So if that's not such a tercha, every generation, this is something you have to do. So it's not a problem. So this is already a not a tercha. And being that it's not a tercha, it's going to be okay. So in other words, says the Chassam Sofer, let's put different words to the shayol's question. He wanted to know three shutfim, 40 mezuzahs, every 3.5 years or every 25 years. You know what the shaila really comes down to? This gemara in Erev and Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. Kedera devei shutfi, like chamimim ve like kariri. This concern, is this only when it's like a multitude of people? It's a rabbin? What if it's two people? What if it's three people? The Lashon HaGemara. Kedera devei shutfi. It sounds like two chefs in the kitchen. You only 17 chefs in the kitchen to mess up dinner. Two is already an issue. So maybe two is enough. Like that's bad in the shaila. So the Chassam Sofer, Kedarke B'Kodesh, right, Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, said that when the Chassam Sofer used to write tshuvas, he used to sit down and just write. Didn't even look like he was thinking. So this is what the Chassam Sofer sat down and wrote. He said that it's a mefurish halacha.
Where's this halacha? And this is just like another classic example of how Kala Torah Kula is literally all interconnected. And that is halacha in Chosha Mishpat, Hilchas Cheskas Karkois, Simin Kuf Memtes. The context is Cheskas Habatim, the third parak of Masechtas Bava Basra. Cheskas Gimel Shonim, right? So everyone knows the halacha. That if somebody lives on a property, he's a squatter for 3 years, and nobody protested, nobody was Moicha, the halacha is he gets the property. Based on Cheskas Gimel Shonim. Why? You can't come after 3 years and tell me, because there's an umdana. The assumption is if this was yours, you're not going to let somebody live in your house for 3 years. Yeah, up until a certain amount of time, maybe. But Cheskes Gimel Shonim, the Chazal already understood, Yarda Torah L'Sof Taitei Shaladam, and there was an understanding that once it comes up in 3 years, you don't have the Salach anymore. Says the Rama, Hamachzik Mishal Kohol, and this is a Chesh Mishpat, Kuf Mem Tesif, Kotan Laman Aleph. If someone squats, he's machzik. He makes a cheskas gimel shanim on a property that belongs to a tzibur. It belongs to a kol. Yesh oimrim, the loy havi chazaka. There's a yesh oimrim that says that it's not considered a chazaka. Zok the shach, what's the reason? Why should there be a chazaka? Mishum kdeire de beis shutfi. Loy chamim ve loy karir. What does he mean to say? He means to say, what's the svara that if I live on a property for 3 years, it's mine? It's based on an umdana. Why weren't you meicha? If it belongs to the kol, then it can umdana. Because you know why no one was meicha? Not because they agreed that it's okay for you to live in my house, because everybody assumed the other guy was going to do it. Because it was a kederi de beis shutfi, and it's a kederi de beis shutfi, it's like chamim, it's like karira. So it says the shach, that's the hesber in this sheet, a fascinating halacha. Now when it comes to cheskas habatim, cheskas gimel shanim, if a person's machzik in a property that belongs to the kol, there's no chazaka. Because what would be the chazaka? Why weren't you meicha? I wasn't meicha. I thought Chananka was doing it. I thought he was doing it. I thought he was doing it. It falls into the svar of a kederi de beis shutfi. So there's a if that's the case, I have a Pashat Achra. Because there's another Ramah. Right in the beginning of Simen Kuf Memtes. Shulchan Aruch, literally, Neged Einov. Right in the beginning of Kuf Memtes. Shnei Shutvim Bekarka. If you have two partners that belong and that own a property together, and someone goes ahead and he's machzik, the halacha is Mayul Cheskosoi. The chazaka works. The longer halacha, I'm just paraphrasing. But the chazaka works. That means if someone's machzik in a property that belongs to Shutvim, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There it does work. Why does it work? Why don't you say, each shotef ketaina? I thought he was going to be Meicha. I thought he was going to be Meicha. Kedei de beis shutfi, loy chamim ve loy kariri. Zokhtach samsoif, it's mefurish in these two ramas, kuf mem tesef katan aleph, and kuf mem tesef katan lamed, that the svar of kedei de beis shutfi is only where it belongs to the kol. It belongs to a rabbin. Oh, when it belongs to a rabbin, that's where you have such a svar. And that's the lashon of the Gemara, that a mezuzah of a rabbin is nivdek as pamayim beyoivel. But as it relates to simply shutfim, as a din of a yachin and his psa, and his tshuva back to the shoyl was that these are mezuzahs of yachid, and yet just because you own it with a partnership, it's something that you would have to check twice every 7 years.